It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You had the best date ever. The other person... not so much. It's time for Second Date Update with John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, time for Second Date Update. Tara's on the line. Tara went on a date with someone. We're going to find out all the details of her date. Then we're going to call the guy she went out with to find out why there's no second date. So, Tara, welcome to the program. You are on the air, John, Jay, and Rich, Second Date Update.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Tell us about the situation. What's going on?
So, this is a little different from what you guys usually do, I think, because it's actually not a second date. It's a third date. So I've been out with this guy twice now. This guy, Parker, and it's been both dates really great, but now I'm really confused because I have not heard anything from him. Mm-hmm. No text, no nothing.
How were the first two dates?
Yeah, so our first date was very cool. It was pretty casual. We went, like, mini golfing and played arcade games. Like, he's really funny. He's really hot. we have really great chemistry. We were just, like, laughing the whole time, and it was just a really great first date, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then last weekend, we went on our second date, and we went out to dinner, and we had some drinks. And, it was really good. Like, the conversation was really good with him. I really feel like we're on the same wavelength. We got to know each other more. The one thing was that he was an hour late to the second date, which was kind of annoying, but he paid for everything. It wasn't a big deal. You know, I'm pretty patient, so it wasn't a big deal for me. And then at the end of the night, we kissed goodnight and both went home. And then he was like, all right, well, see you later. You know, text me when you get home. So I did. I texted him when I got home and told him what a great night I had. And I couldn't wait to see him again. And then he just never replied.
Ooh.
What?
That seems weird.
Yeah. Who asked who to the second date?
He asked me.
He asked you on the second date, but then doesn't reply for the third date.
Yeah.
And he says, text when you get home. You do.
Yeah.
And nothing. That makes no sense. If you kissed right before that, you think he'd be like, all right, now we're going to become a something, maybe.
It's like rude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and like, nothing went wrong. You know what I mean? I just, like, why would you do that and not plan on seeing me again? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you don't know yet, do you, on social media or anything, if he himself even made it home?
Yeah.
How do you know he wasn't abducted?
Oh, my God.
How do you know he wasn't strangled and he isn't a victim? How do you know he isn't victim 9 or 10 from a serial killer?
Have you seen anything on social?
I haven't, but that would be a good excuse.
Maybe his phone is lying there under a bush that says text 1, text 2, text 3, text 4. All these text messages from many people that he hasn't gone back to. And you're going to, pretty soon, someone's going to come knocking on your door because you're the last person that saw this guy.
These are the effects of the show.
Jeez.
Mindhunter season
Sorry,
3.
Tara.
Second date update has become Forensic Files. But likely, he's just a jerk and didn't respond to you.
Well, how long ago was that?
Well, we went out last weekend. So I've sent him a couple texts since then.
And nothing?
No, nothing. Like, I a couple days ago, I texted him just like, hey, how are you? Hope everything's okay. And I didn't receive anything.
Oh, see, Tara, that's going to make you feel like kind of right, because it's like you feel like you read the situation great. Mm-hmm. You feel like there's a connection, and now it's just vapor out there.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me, because it's like, well, like, if he's not into it, that's totally fine, but let me know, and don't tell me, like, text me when you get home and all this stuff. I don't...
Right.
It doesn't match up for me.
Yeah, I can't really figure it out either.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, have you checked? Is he alive? Have you seen him post? People die, Suzette.
I know, but that's
people die.
That's the
no,
thing you go to every single
not every time, just right now recently.
No.
It used to be he would just say that they got hit by a bread truck.
I know.
And they were somewhere in a hospital
because
in a coma.
It doesn't make sense. His behavior doesn't make sense. Even if he wasn't in her anymore, text me to get home. And she says, hey, I'm home. Thumbs. He sent an emoji and move on. Like, his behavior doesn't make sense. Well, so, to
maybe,
me, the logical... He doesn't fit the profile.
Maybe he wanted to look
like... He doesn't fit the profile
well, right now for a second date update.
And it's not like he didn't just get that text because you've texted him other stuff, too, and he hasn't responded to that since then.
Actually, if I was really into it right now, I'd be like... Right now, I'd be like, wait a minute. And I'd just get up and run out and run to his house.
I know.
I gotta go. He fits the profile. Victor number 11. Tara, what's his name?
I hope he is okay.
Parker.
Oh, that's right, Parker. Okay, so we're going to call Parker. Kyle, check our files if there's any missing Parkers.
Okay, right on top of that, Rose.
Tara, hold on. We'll get on the phone, okay? We're going to find out why there's no second date or third date. Second date update continues next, John, Jay, and Rich.
It's second date update with John, Jay, and Rich.
I think those little. I think the traits you have are adorable, actually.
Man, I think it makes you interesting.
Yeah.
See, Greg? I'm not crazy.
Yeah, but Greg's not into it. He hates it. He wants to kill you.
Right.
John, Jay, and Rich.
We're in the middle of second date update. You've got Tara and Parker. They went out a week or so ago. They've gone out twice. This is the third. They were supposed to go on a third date. It didn't happen. Long story short, you guys got out twice. On your second date, he says, text me when you get home. You text him that you got home okay, and you have not heard from the guy at all ever since.
Right. Also said he couldn't wait to see me again.
Okay. And then you said, but then a couple days go by, like you even text him and said, hey, what's up, or something like that, right? And nothing.
Yeah. No response.
See, I always think that when that happens and you look at the actual screen on your phone and you see only your messages, that would piss me off.
It's torture. It's torture.
Like, I have to send like a WTF or something. All right. So we're going to get him on the phone, Parker.
Stand by. Tara calling Parker right now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, is this
Parker there, please?
Yeah, this is him.
Parker's alive, John Jay. There goes your theory. Hey, Parker, we're so glad you're okay. It's John Jay and Rich. We do a radio show. Can we put you on the air with us for just a minute?
Sure.
Well, here's why we're calling you, and we're joking about you being alive. Because we were talking to this nice girl on our show, very nice, very smart, and she was telling us about the date that you guys went on.
Okay.
Talking about Tara. And she was telling us how you said to her, text me when you get home, and she did, and you didn't respond. And I was like, well, he must have died. Something happened, but you didn't die. So can you explain that whole deal, dude?
Oh, yeah. So we went on one date, and then we went on another one, and I only went on that second date to get back at her.
For what?
Well, the first date, we were supposed to be there at 7:30, and she doesn't get there until 8, and she doesn't tell me why she's late, and so she makes me stand there waiting for her this whole time. And so then I set up a second date and decided to be an hour late to give her a taste of her own medicine.
Okay, so then when you said text me when you get home.
Can I chime in here now?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so, hey, by the way, this is the pettiest bullshit I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, it's pretty petty.
I mean, that's literally the only reason you strung her along? Like, she seemed to say that you guys were enjoying the date together.
Yeah. You asked me out a second time just so you could make me wait at a bar for an hour. You asked me out to make me wait.
Yeah.
What the f*** is wrong with you, dude? I texted you when I was running late on the first date. I told you I was running late. And we had a great time.
Yeah, but you didn't say why you were running late. Yeah, but you didn't say why you were running late. You clearly didn't respect my time. I was on time. I had respect for your time.
I was running late because I was trying to get ready. I couldn't figure out what the hell to wear because I was excited to see you, and I was running behind because I wanted to look good. And then I got caught in traffic. But it's not like I was that. It wasn't like I was trying to, like, oh, I'll be fashionably late, make him wait. Like, what you did was cruel.
Well, you didn't text me until after we were supposed to meet. So I was already waiting there for you, wondering where you were, and then you decided to text me that you're late after the point.
Okay, sorry. I mean, I lost track of time, but, like, this is a totally different level. Like, this is psychotic. I mean, do you guys agree? This
yes.
is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty petty.
It's a little hypocritical, too.
Exactly. It's like,
well, of course she knows what it feels like. Why do you need to teach her a lesson? That's not what dating is.
Oh, I mean, it made sense at the time.
And also, why did you tell me to text you when I got home? Why say all this stuff? I don't get it.
Well, because, like, I cared, but at the same time, just, I was hurt. I was mad. And I guess I didn't think straight or something.
Even after the second day, you guys have a good time and you go do stuff, and it's like, all that stuff, you didn't let that go?
I don't know. When you put it that way, it seems kind of bad. But at the same time, I mean, I don't think I was completely wrong. I was disrespected for my time and I wanted to just, you know, give a little bit of that back.
Yeah. And then you guys aren't meant to be together.
Yeah, you are completely wrong.
I don't think you're meant to be with anybody, actually.
Completely
it's like
wrong.
What a way to live your life.
So crazy.
Like, why would you do that? You'd just be like, let's say it worked out. Let's say she was chronically late. I used to have a roommate that was just always late, no matter what. It was even an ongoing joke. And then you lecture them and you try to get them to get better. And then what you do is because you care about them so much, eventually you compromise and you'd be like, all right, we're going to do this at this time. And we would tell this guy hour early to get him there. You know, I mean, but if you guys are meant to, like, we wanted this guy was our friend, so we adjusted to keep him as our friend. Mm-hmm. Or, but like, if he is attracted to her and she wants to be with him, then you somehow would work things out.
Yeah.
But to be vengeful like that is just
obviously with something, and something as little as that.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, with other things?
Yeah.
I mean, a half hour, like, if it was 2 hours and she didn't say anything,
and she sent a note, said, I'm running late.
You move on. That's not the person for you.
Yeah. All right, Parker, thanks for going on there with us. Tara, thank you. Good luck to you, Tara.
I think you're better off without
him,
too.
Yeah, no, thanks. I'm glad we figured that out.
Yeah.
That's Second Date Update, John, Jay, and Rich.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.